It's not too early for families to start planning summer activities. Summer Academy is just one of several programs the university now offers for highly talented learners. Tamara Stambaugh joined Vanderbilt last fall as Director of Programs for Talented Youth. These have grown by leaps and bounds to include year-round programs for gifted kids, programs for parents, as well as educators. Recently, I spoke with Tamara about the expanded mission and its continuing improvements.
Our mission is to develop talent in gifted students and also those who work with them. We understand that giftedness doesn't occur in a vacuum. It's not just the students, but also a lot of research has been conducted on talent development and the role that families, educators, and mentors play in the role of these students. And so it's equipping them with the tools necessary to work with gifted students as well.
Has the focus changed or expanded any since this program began at Vanderbilt in 2000?
It has. In 2000, the program had started with a few programs mostly geared toward high school students, and they were conducted during the summer. And then a couple of years later, Elizabeth Schoenfeld took over the program, and at that point, she expanded the program into looking at students in kindergarten through sixth grade, and we are now providing year-round programs for middle school, high school, as well as elementary students in the spring, summer, and fall. And now we're in the process of expanding it to work with teachers, provide professional development, and also to look at some of the big issues that are necessary in terms of research for these students where we can continue to inform the field.
So how do you define highly gifted or talented as this program is focusing on?
We go with the national definition for the most part in terms of looking at students who are usually in the top 5% of their class, and we measure that by out-of-level assessments. We find that some of the assessments that are administered to students don't necessarily show the capacity of gifted students in general, and so we'll use an out-of-level test such as the ACT or the SAT that would be administered to students at the middle school level, for example. And we also do take regular standardized assessments as well, but we want to look at those students who score in the top 5% in the nation based on either their grade or their age. And so we also are looking at students with low socioeconomic status, and so we may compare them to that age-normed group as well and look for the top 5% there.
Why is it so important to have programs for gifted students? Because in some ways, people might think, well, this student usually gets an A, so they're doing great in school, so why not just let them go along and be successful in that way?
I'm glad you asked that. It's really tricky. There are a lot of misnomers and myths surrounding gifted students, and a lot of teachers are even taught in pre-service programs, oh, don't worry about the gifted students. They'll make it on their own. We need to worry about the other students who don't pass the test. And really, that's not true. I think that in some ways, without paying attention to gifted students, we're wasting some capital that could be gained, especially looking at the competitiveness with engineering and with the STEM initiatives and how we need to be looking at some of our brightest students for these things. Also, just in the state of Tennessee, looking at some of the data that come from value-added assessment, we find that the top 20% of students are the ones that are actually scoring in or not making the growth gains that are necessary. They're the ones that are actually declining, and it's those students who come in at the lower levels who are actually showing learning gains. And so the gifted students are becoming more at risk because they're not necessarily getting a year's growth for a year's worth of instruction. And some other research has suggested that most of them know approximately 75% of what's already been taught before it's taught. And so they sit through school a lot of times becoming bored. Then they become behavior issues. I just had two emails this morning about that issue of students acting out in school. And then we notice from some of my research before I came to Vanderbilt, we found that about 17% of students in some of the schools that I worked in had scores that would have qualified them for gifted programs, but they were in behavior detention centers or other places they had dropped out of school.
Do these students sometimes not have as many friends if they're considered highly gifted?
Socialization is also difficult. If you think about a bell curve or an IQ with 100 being normal, and, you know, we place a lot of emphases, and rightfully so, on some of these students who are well below that and they need more help acculturating to society, it's the same. The same is true. These students are just as far above normal as the students are below normal, and so it is harder sometimes for them to socialize. They maybe tend to be more perfectionistic. We know they're more introverted than the regular population. And just finding like peers who get them, who, you know, want to sit and read and discuss a book, are, you know, it's important for them to be surrounded by these kinds of other students. And so socialization, if they don't have a lot of like peers, can become difficult. And then the gifted student feels like they're weird or, you know, a social outcast. I remember a story about a child who was in kindergarten, and he started talking to other students about negative numbers, and he realized that negative numbers exist, and all the other students started making fun of him. And, you know, the teacher tried to brush it off because she didn't want to confuse everyone else. And so I could see easily where a child like that may just feel like, you know, they didn't fit in, and that, you know, they may not have kids who wanted to associate with them.
Why are the classes that are offered for the students not graded?
We believe that a lot of gifted kids are very intense, and they put a lot of pressure on themselves internally, you know, because they are more introverted and more reflective. And so we wanted to provide an experience for them where there weren't those external expectations and motivators, but that it was an internal motivator where they just loved learning. And we wanted to cultivate that love of learning, that they could come for a summer or a Saturday program and just immerse themselves in the topic for the love of that topic only, and not have to worry about pleasing a teacher or guessing what the teacher wanted. And they could just soak up all the information. And I think it also allows for more creativity.
Do the students have an opportunity to do any research like a college student might?
They do. It's very class dependent. And one of the things that I think is unique about programs for talented youth, and especially our Vanderbilt Summer Academy, is that all of these courses are taught by Vanderbilt faculty or scholars. And so sometimes some of the Vanderbilt faculty will incorporate whatever their research agenda is into the classes. I know there's one course that's coming up for one of our weekend programs called WAVU. And last year, the students were looking at marketing research and innovation. And they actually went out into the community and looked at how students took or how people used paper bags. And then they had to go back with their research and the data that they collected, create their own, and then market it to other students. And so sometimes if it's not real world research, then we try to create some kind of experience that would simulate some kind of a research opportunity. During the summer, we have a course on astronomy, and the students actually go to Dyer Observatory. And so, you know, there are a lot of opportunities embedded, whether created and simulated or not. But we do try to give them as close to an experience of college life and what being an academic looks like as possible.
So the Summer Academy is the program during June, July, and August.
June and July.
And what is a typical day like for the students in the Summer Academy?
It's fairly rigorous, and it's focused on academics, but we also try to provide some other opportunities as well. So they would start class, they would live in the commons on Peabody campus, and then they would start class with a Vanderbilt faculty member in a class of their choosing. They pre-select that ahead of time before they come to campus so that they can have an intense, in-depth experience for the week that they're here, or 2 or 3 weeks, depending on the age level. And then in the morning, they would be in class from approximately 9 to noon with the faculty member. And then they would take a break for lunch, come back for the afternoon. They would have courses again. And then there would be a study hall where they could catch up on some of their reading and writing or research as other assignments that are class dependent. And then we have arte classes. And these classes are ways for students to explore other hobbies or interests gorgeous outlets, and anything from songwriting to Pilates to magic, just something that, you know, would help them socialize with other people and learn a new skill or hobby. We have a Facebook page as well for our program, and it's interesting because one of the Arte classes that students signed up for was songwriting last year, and so they have the VSA song now posted on Facebook.
And they just take one class during the whole session?
Correct. We believe in an in-depth experience. We want them to immerse themselves in one topic, and so we believe that if they're constantly changing classes, then it makes it difficult for them to focus on one in an in-depth way. And we already have a lot of curriculum, I think, in America right now where it's a mile long and an inch deep, and they're trying to cover just a lot in a very short way. And so we wanted to focus the opposite and allow them to immerse themselves in a topic, and also give them time to create some kind of product or to really understand in depth what's going on.
Now, there's also, you mentioned the Weekend Academy at Vanderbilt WAVU.
Yes.
Is that a very similar experience, or is that different in some ways?
It's similar in terms of we have Vanderbilt scholars and faculty who would be teaching the courses, and it would be a weekend experience instead. So we can't go as in-depth as we could during a week, 1, 2, or 3 week summer course. But during that time, they're still on campus. They're exposed to college life. They have the ability to experience what a college course looks like and just to see what dorm life is like and to immerse themselves in an academic life. So it's a shorter version of that, and the requirements in terms of academic admissions aren't quite as stringent as they would be for the in-depth summer courses.
And then the program for the students, is it K-6?
Correct.
Is the Saturday Academy, mm-hmm. So they don't spend the night. They just come during the day.
That is correct. And we have our Saturday program for kindergarten through sixth grade. We have local master teachers throughout the Nashville area, and they use a curriculum that's been research-based and found to be effective with gifted learners in terms of content area expertise, as well as the development of critical thinking. And so teachers within the community are provided professional development so that they can work with these students using a specific content area curriculum. And these courses are held on Saturdays in the spring, fall, and we're just getting ready to start a summer one. And they, during the spring and fall, they are 6 Saturdays long and about 2.5 hours. And the parents would drop them off and, you know, pick them up afterwards. So it is a non-residential.
You're also expanding to helping teachers work with gifted children, right?
That is correct. And we're working with Dr. Caboni's group and LPO in hosting a summer academy for teacher scholars on Vanderbilt campus. And that's a week-long intense academy. And we have several big-name speakers who will be coming in to present to teachers throughout the week. And we'll be looking at trends and issues in gifted education, best practices for identification, how to provide the best research-based program for gifted students, how to assess gifted programs, what a good curriculum should look like, and all that's packed into a week. And that is a residential program. The teachers would be staying at Skerritt Bennett during their time together, and we would be looking at teachers from all over the nation to come, and they would work in a very collaborative scholar community, and we would be simulating some different projects. We also offer programs for parents as well, which is something I hadn't mentioned yet. We host a lecture series in conjunction with the library and with the Nashville Library, and those are free to the public. We also have parent support groups. You know, how do you work with some of these students who are very intense? And so we have trained facilitators who have been trained in a SING model, social emotional needs for gifted. And so that is available as well during the spring and the fall during the school year.
Can you say one or two of the more popular courses that the students in the Summer Academy like to take?
We have a 101 series, and those are quite popular, and we are really excited this year. We've been pleased to have Dean Ed Rubin, who is the dean of the law school, on board, and he is helping us put together a law school 101, which is new. And so our 101s, we have a med school 101 and law school, and both of those simulate the med school or law school experience. The students in med school get to go on rounds with doctors, and in law school, they'll be looking at mock trials and some other activities that would simulate the entire graduate school experience. And those tend to be ones that we're receiving a lot of calls about right now. Other popular courses would include nanotechnology, astronomy, the chemistry of everyday things, bioethics, literature and revolt, looking at how literature drives some social issues of the day. Then also another interesting course is looking at consumerism, and is it as an act of worship, and is it a civic religion, and the implications that would go along with that.
These courses definitely sound like not your typical junior high or high school course, something, I guess, more along the lines of what you would expect when you got to college.
Absolutely. And while we may change developmentally the way some of the courses are structured, it's very similar to what college, the content is very similar to what college students would be experiencing on campus. And we don't water down, you know, the topics. We do make them rigorous. And we're looking at some of the top students within the nation who attend these programs, students who in 7th and 8th grade score similarly to what a lot of students as seniors would score on the ACT or SAT. So we do have high-level students who are in our programs and really seem to thrive on understanding and talking about these topics.
Is there a website that people can click on if they want to get more information and perhaps make an application?
Absolutely. We have our applications online as well as information about our programs. They can also sign up we send out a monthly e-newsletter, and then we can also add people to a mailing list if they want information about any of our programs, whether they're for parents, teachers, or students. And that address is www.pty.vanderbilt.edu.
And that's Programs for Talented
Youth.
Yes,
PTY Programs for Talented Youth.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For interview, I'm Emery Dear Owens.